Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Kerwin Walton's transfer gives Carolina a golden opportunity. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Before Walton entered the transfer portal, Hubert Davis had all 13 scholarships for the 2022-23 season allocated, and that meant the second postman next to Armando Bacot would have to come from a veteran playing out of position or an untested freshman big. While we may have seen Walton's departure coming after he barely played last season, the move could be very good for both parties. Walton is a knockdown shooter who would be better defensively and handling the ball in a less athletic mid-major conference. Carolina now has a chance to find a better fit for Brady Manick's successor. More than 100 players are still in the college basketball portal, and Manick leaving Carolina and now a scholar opening up could mean Davis will be fielding and making more phone calls to prospective transfers. Manick not only gave UNC a 40-plus percent three-point shooter, he is big and tough enough to play the five position when Bacot took a breather. The Tar Heels could have some new options. Manick was both a banger and a baller. Carolina will try to find someone who can spread the floor and score from the paint while being tough enough to play in the post. If such an available player exists, that would be ideal. If not, you may get more of a shooter and less of a low-post presence, or you may end up with a bruising dude like Duke's Theo John, who grad-transferred to Marquette after playing there with Dawson Garcia. There are candidates who will be on the roster next season who play one of those roles but not both. Freshman Jalen Washington, 6'9", Taylor Nichols, 6'8", and Will Shaver, 6'10", could earn enough playing time in the preseason and regular season practice. Junior Puff Johnson is a true small forward who could make some perimeter shots as a four-man. Senior Justin McCoy proved to be a limited scorer, but is physical enough to man the paint for a few without Bacot. Those were going to be the choices before Walton entered the portal. But now Carolina, with a march to remember and as a Final Four participant, showcased a style of play that should appeal to hulky men of Manick's ilk, who now see an opportunity for themselves in Chapel Hill. We were headed for a season with no backup for Bacot and no replacement for Manick. Now, at least, there is a chance to get one. This is Archansky. See ya.